How excited are you about the prospect of finally getting on the field?
Very. It's been a long time coming. Seemed like been on a long vacation. It's time to go to work.
Are you playing this week?
Well, I'm progressing towards that. You know, that's the plan. You know, I kind of been planning on that for a few weeks, but you know, this is the week I feel like I'm ready to go out there and do it.
Is there a noticeable improvement when you're out on the field? Less pain, less whatever that was holding you back?
Well, I've said before, I don't think that pain is ever going to go away. It's just, you know, how much can I tolerate? And it's pretty tolerable right now.
When it first happened, the first week, did you ever imagine it would linger this long?
Not really. You know, I had people tell me a few different things. You know, the worst thing they said, a couple months. So, you know, I don't know. I didn't really know who to listen to except the doctors. And, you know, they said whenever I could tolerate that pain, then that's probably when I'll be able to come back.
Was the actual diagnosis given? Is it a Liz Frank?
Well, sprain to it. It's not like what Clayton had, a tear and all that.
What do you see from this Jacksonville offense?
Well, I'll tell you what, they have some talent outside. And, you know, nobody can forget about Maurice Jones-Drew. I mean, he's one of the better backs in this league, so we got our hands full at skill position. We just got to make sure we cover these guys. Whether it's 1 second or 10, it doesn't matter. We got to make sure we handle it.
Champ, you said you've been pressing over the last couple of weeks to try to play on Sunday. Has the call been yours, the doctors, the coaches that you haven't?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, they kind of gave me a time frame of when they thought I'd be ready. But it's really based on how much I can tolerate and, you know, it's probably the best I've felt. This is the best I've felt in a long time.
You think there might be a little rust out there if you do play this Sunday? I know you've been doing this for a long time, but 5 weeks off, you worried about a little rust?
I'm not worried at all. You know, when I step on the field, I feel like I'm ready. If I don't feel like I'm ready, I won't go. So not worried about rust or anything like that.
Champ, I know with Vaughn out, some of the younger linebackers have stepped up, Danny Trevathan, Nader. What's your impression of those guys, the way they kind of –
Amazing. I mean, they've done a great job. We definitely needed those guys to step up, and they did. And Danny's made some great plays. Nate's made some great plays. So, and you know, we always had Wesley the whole time. So, I mean, that's what we expected, and they did what we wanted them to do.
In the same vein, if Wesley can't go this week, what's it mean to have a guy like Paris who's got a lot of lung in the tooth?
You know, that's one person that people don't really talk about much, but, you know, our X factor, because he's a guy that could play all the positions, and he's got a lot of experience, and that's going to benefit us in the long run.
Seeing Cable step up on Sunday, how much could that help?
He's been doing that all year. I don't expect anything less. You know, he's a young player, but he doesn't play like it. He acts like he understands everything, and I'm impressed with the way he's grown up.
I know you're focused on Jacksonville. Is there some excitement knowing that Vaughn will be back next week?
Oh, yeah, we'd love to get him back as soon as possible. You know, he definitely make us better. But until then, you know, we got to roll with what we got and make it happen.
What kind of coach have you been in the first 5 games?
Excuse me?
What kind of coach have you been in the first 5 games?
You know, I'm not trying to be a coach. I never say never, but I don't see that in my future. But, you know, while I'm out there, you know, and I'm on this team, you know, I do whatever I can. And, you know, I see things they might not see, so I make sure I let them know whatever I see and, you know, try to help them get in the right coverages when necessary and just little things like that.
Even though it was a win, how difficult was it to watch the D give up 48?
Well, you never want to do that, but, you know, the good thing is, you know, we got the win and we can learn from it, and we'd definitely be a lot better this week.